سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين، أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. صدق الله العظيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Last week as we read that it is among the sunnah teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to recite the takbir after these short surahs, which many senior ulama and qurra of the past used to recite. Surah Wattini is a surah which is very famous, and many of us know it by heart also, and reciting it in our salah also. Either Faraz, Sunnah, Nawafil, Salah. Surah Teen is a Makki ayat and has got 8 ayats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything around us, and part of His creation is better than the other creation for certain good qualities that it possesses. Similarly, amongst the fruits that we enjoy, there are some fruits which is more valuable or more tasty than the other. But something that we eat and we enjoy and we appreciate it, it becomes a means of value for us. Similarly, Allah subhanahu took the qasam of the fig tree and the olive. Generally, in the Arabian Peninsula, figs and olive grow very well. Now we have that partition where Egypt, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, they're all separate in different countries and has like a different map. But at one time it was all together regarded as one big area known as Sham. And in these areas, the fig grows very well and the olive also grows very well. So when Allah wants to show the importance of something, He takes that oath of something which man has some value of it in his heart. I was reading one of the tafsir of the Quran. One Mawlana gave a beautiful explanation that Allah Ta'ala is addressing mankind to come to the day of Qiyamah. And we believe as Muslims on the unseen that the day of Qiyamah is true, the Quran is true. But some non-Muslim disbelievers, they don't have Iman. But they know what a fig looks like, what an olive looks like. So Allah wants to show importance to the message that will be coming after that. And the other qasam by the Mount Tur, the Mount of Sinai, and by the peaceful city of Makkah Mukarramah. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam went to speak to Allah, it was Mount Sinai. It is also in that area, in Jordan, Palestine, Syria, that area is this mountain. And the peaceful city is Makkah Mukarramah, where is a city where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. It's a city where the Kaaba is. It's a city where we go for Umrah and Hajj. So we all value that city. And after Allah taking qasam of these four things, the fig, the olive, the Mount Sinai, and the city of Makkah Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created man in the best composition, in the best manner. We'll do the translation a little bit commentary. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we turn him into the lowest of the low, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, because for them there is a reward never ending. So what can make you, after all this, to deny the requital, to deny the true message of Islam, and to deny the life after death? Is Allah not the greatest ruler of all the rulers? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying man has been created in the best of compositions. The ulama give some simple explanation. You get the animal kingdom, you get the birds, you get the fish in the ocean, then you get the trees, the vegetables. Some trees are just there for his beauty without giving any fruits, and some trees bear fruits also. But we see Allah Ta'ala has given mankind the intelligence to benefit from the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have modern day vehicles, but before people used the horse cart, camel cart, ride on a donkey, ride on a camel, horse, etc. And this human being had control over these animals, using it for transport. Similarly, we know the lion, tiger, those animals that attack man can eat meat. We all fight for a lion. But Allah Ta'ala has given mankind some intelligence how to trap the lion and how to cage it up and put it in the zoo. And then put a strong burglar guard around it, and the visitors can see the lion in the zoo, the tiger, the giraffe, whatever. But mankind, what is our purpose in life? Our purpose in life is وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah created mankind and jinnah to worship him, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides the faculty of understanding and intelligence Allah has given man, if you see our body, how we can move our fingers, how we can move our arms, when we sit down to eat, we use our fingers to eat, how we use our thumb, our index finger, etc. When we are reading Salah, the different postures of Salah, unless somebody is sick or physically handicapped or disabled, is different. But generally Allah has given us health and we are able to read our Salah correctly, properly, and bend our back and bend our feet, etc. Similarly, whatever faculties we have, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the intelligence, the heart and mind, use it to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the eyes, don't see something that is not permissible for Muslims to see. Ears, do not listen to music or do not listen to things what Muslims are not supposed to hear, vulgar words, etc. The tongue also, keep it clean. It is meant for zikrullah, reciting Quran, we read our salah. making salam to our Muslim brother. Or beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. Speak a good word or remain silent. To say silence is golden. Sometimes we say such things that afterwards we have to regret. And sometimes we are all human, we are living in the world. People have different types of disputes in the world. Sometimes a financial dispute, sometimes a marital dispute, sometimes Muslim organization having a dispute. I'm not taking me out of Spring Hills Masjid, just generally, our masjid got no problem, alhamdulillah. Sometimes some masjid, the musallis are having a problem in that. And sometimes when they sit for the mashwara, then hot words get exchanged. So very important how we handle our disputes and we try to solve it in an amicable manner. And there's always benefit in creating love, unity and peace among the Muslims. The famous verse of the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Verily, mankind, brothers, the males are brothers among themselves, the females are sisters among themselves. And if we have some misunderstanding, try to reconcile. And within 3 days, we can reconcile. We'll hope with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person makes salam first, will get the first reward, more reward. Man tawaza lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbled themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate them. And if somebody did anything wrong to you, for the sake of Allah, you make that person maaf. Allah Ta'ala will give you respect, dignity, and put your love in the hearts of the people. Allah give us these wonderful qualities. Now the other sentence is very dangerous. Summa radadnahu asfala safilin. That Allah Ta'ala put certain human, the lowest of the lowest. The ulama say that Allah is speaking about the disobedient servants of Allah, those that are not Muslim, open disbelievers. They do not believe in the verses of the Quran. They do not take our beloved Rasulullah from the last and final Nabi of Allah. Or some people, they are Muslims, but by name. They be like hypocrites. We know in the Quran it is said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily the hypocrites will be the lowest end of Jahannam. One is a person openly says he is a non-Muslim. The other is a person saying, I'm a Muslim, but only lip service in heart and mind. He don't have iman on the verses of the Quran. They don't take Nabi as the final Nabi. They say there are other prophets also can come after that. And they worship idols and do all wrong things. Allah protect us. So the lip service hypocrites, Allah says they are. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They're below the end of Jahannam. The other is, even in this world, Muslims got iman. We obey the commands of Allah. Follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah ﷺ. And we practice in Muslims the tawfiq of Allah. We stick to our marital partners. And we don't do such actions which the animals do. The animals, they don't make nikah. The any male and female, they just mate and make children. Islam got a certain system. We make nikah, make it in public. There must be known, the girl's parents must give permission, etc. Now, those that don't protect the institution of nikah and legalize what Allah has prohibited, and they do the worst of action, sometimes even incest, and having an affair with your own siblings or with your mother, father, whatever, Allah protect us, protect everybody. So Allah Ta'ala speak about these people in another verse of the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. These people are like animals, in fact worse than animals. Allah protect us. And besides that, those criminals and oppressive rulers that kill innocent people just for money or to get control of the government position, whatever. Allah knows best. So same. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجَعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu has prepared the beautiful abode of Jannah, paradise, for those that don't desire high positions in the world. And those that have that greed of getting the position and the wealth, حُبَّ جَاهُ حُبَّ مَالُ, I must become the chairman, I must become the president, I must become the king. Then to get that chair, we know election time, what happens? Not talking about South Africa, different cities and countries, that there are people that are killing innocent people so that that one particular political leader must get all the votes. So Islam teaches us good character and akhlaq, and it must be good to non-Muslims also. Even if non-Muslims, they are living in the country and they're not causing any harm to us. They're not coming to attack our madrasa, masjids. They're giving us freedom, etc. So we have to display our good character. Allah make it easy. That illa allazina amanu wa amilu salihati falahu ajrun ghayru magnoon. Those that have true iman and do good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got beautiful Jannah, paradise prepared for us. And we recite Quran, the day we leave the world, Allah make our grave a garden of Jannah. It is mentioned the loneliness of the grave. Allah will give our Quran Sharif recitation a form of a very handsome person. Our salah also, Farz Sunnah, Nawafil Salah, Allah will give it a form of a very handsome person. And it will tell the person in the grave, I am that Quran that you used to recite. I am that Salah that you were particular about, the Farz, Sunnah, Nawafil, etc. So when the angels come in to ask you questions, Man Rabbu, Ma Deenuk, Man Hadha Ruzdul, you will ask about who is our Rabb, we say Allah, what was our religion, Islam. You will be asked about our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say he is our Nabi. But the Quran tilawat and that salah will say, I will answer on your behalf. And then Allah will order the grave to become a garden of Jannah. May Allah grant us all that. And Allah Ta'ala is supreme, is the creator of everything. And mankind being the best of creation is when they become good practicing Muslims and they abstain from haram. But those that drink and promote alcohol, gambling, prostitution, immorality, etc., they are like animals and worse than animals. Allah protect us. Now, among the practicing Muslims also, there are people who have extra good qualities besides the farz, the reading nawafil. Our respected ulama kiram are teaching the Quran, hadith, and the darul ulums. They're chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is an incident in Ma'riful Quran about mankind being the best of creation. Qurtubi have mentioned on cities a story of Isa ibn Musa Hashimi. He was a higher ranking officer in the royal court of Khalif Abu Ja'far Mansur. The officer loved his wife very much. Once he was sitting with his wife in a moonlit night and suddenly cried out, "Anta taliqun salasan in lam takuni ahsana min al-qamar." You are divorced thrice if you are not more beautiful than the moon. As soon as the wife heard this, she went into seclusion and veiled herself on the ground that her husband has pronounced three explicit divorce on her. It was said in a joke, however, the law of express divorce is that it becomes effective whether you said it jokingly or intentionally. Isa ibn Musa spent the night restlessly and in grief that my wife will be separated from me forever. The next morning he paid a visit to Khalif Abu Ja'far Mansur and recounted to him the whole story. Khalif Abu Ja'far Mansur invited all the great ulama, fuqaha, jurists of the city and put the case before them. All the jurors unanimously agreed that divorce has become effective because no human face can be better than the moon, because no human being can be more beautiful than the moon. There was, however, one scholar, a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, who remained silent. Mansur asked him, "Why are you so quiet?" He said in Surah Wattin, Allah Ta'ala says, "Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsan taqwim." Mankind is the best of all creation, so the divorce never took place. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing.